briefly, simplicity, and just ruminate for one moment on what it is we may want, what it is we may actually need, what the body is wanting, what the spirit is wanting, and see that the way that the term simplicity has been portrayed may not be accurate to the levels of power that it can hold. Meaning that within society, complexity, intellectualism is seen as preferable, is seen as advanced, more powerful. However, there is a radical simplicity related to what the spirit is yearning for in this embodiment that we find ourselves. And we come to realize that actually what is reduced to its simplest terms becomes extremely pungent, potent, powerful, right? And that which is complicated or complex becomes less lucid. It's watered down, diluted. So we see that the levels of simplicity that we're attempting to go into do include diverse permutations of our experience. But we distill each of those, if we can hear that still small voice, as it declares the clear meaning of each and every experience. We distill, meaning we make what is stagnant volatile by taking the most essential part of it. So we distill everything that we go through and come away with the most fundamental essence of it. And that can then be integrated into what would be the core of our being. Now, these concepts, this false dichotomy of simplicity and complexity, is so dependent on the attitude, the lens or perspective with which we perceive our everyday existence. Because we come to find that the simple becomes so powerful and paradoxical, mysteriously complex and deep, and that the complex, if it is mere sophistry, becomes actually weakened in what it is that it is bringing to one. How many times do we find ourselves pulled between conflicting opportunities, conflicting desires? How many times does the body come forth and demand comfort and dullness and forgetfulness and sleep? And how many times does spirit emerge requesting for greater levels of clarity, greater fearlessness with which one can forge through? We are daily cleansing, emptying ourselves of that which came before, in order that we may be filled by the newness which is ever proceeding. This is the nature of this exploration, in which that which becomes solid, seen by the world as strength, shall become destroyed. When one is allied with that which is obsoleted, that which has passed, one also begins to dig their own grave and lays down beside that antiquated reality. That is why when we see the evolution of interpenetrated vibrations, the universe at large, the macrocosm, the gross and total sum of all of us, as we see it, not each being responds the same way. In fact, no two beings can respond the same way. One event may lead to weeping for some, rejoicing for others, and then we manufacture reasons after the fact to declare the why. Again, with the question of why, we must realize that it is every occurrence that causes every other occurrence. To wish for things to be different than they are is utterly childish, we know, and yet still we feel that we can erect this artificial reality and then live in it too, and surprisingly find eventually that we have created a world that is too small. We cannot compress ourselves any further. It's like jamming your foot into a small shoe. And paradoxically, we also create worlds through our thoughts, perceptions that are too large. We become progenitors with our creative capacity of realms that we no longer know how to manage. Before you know it, you have built as a subtle energy architect some, you hope, paradisical reality that then you may not know how to be the wise gardener of. So, again, humanity is occupying a unique location that is between, and all entities are occupying a unique location that is between other things when analyzed from a dualistic point of view. So, we see then how easy it is to become flabbergasted, bewildered, confused, thus perhaps being able to glean why it may be propitious for us to go back to radical simplicity, go back to a state, go forward to a state without thought, stripping that which is unnecessary from the vessel in order that it may function optimally. And we're not talking about fads. I'm not talking about what seems trendy, what is popular, even in cliques or those who feel that they are better or elite. I am speaking of things which are written in no tongues, which cannot be spoken of. This is the knowledge that sprouts internally, that may be verified by external sources, yet can never be fully rationally explained. For every component, there lies the equal and contrasting. For the rational, there remains the irrational, as we know from mathematics. And we see how our labels for things came about to reduce, to deduce things stuffed into a box, which humanity could be comfortable with. We have gotten to this point, though, that what is in our language now seems to be rather complex. It seems to have hijacked us, our own creation, this tongue. So we go back to ask ourselves, why have we allowed something artificial, something partial, to dominate us, to own us, to enslave us? This is a query to you and me and we, the human race. This information is embedded within your genetics. Many things are latent. Many things are mutated. Many things are indeed expressed. What is the quality of one's awareness? What is the lucidity that we feel in moments which never become forgotten? What is the eeriness we perceive during synchronistic occurrences in our existence? Can we be comfortable in the state of questioning? Can we continue to go back and forward, left, right, northeast, southeast, northwest, southwest, south, north, and all other directions? Not just 360-degree compass. Beyond that, no numbers, no concepts. You gotta drop those now. Those have become the things that are holding us back. You have become the thing that are holding yourself back. I am holding myself back. We take responsibility. That's what this comes back to. This is called cosmic self-empowerment. This is a basic curriculum. Let you to your role, listen to it if you need to. If you cannot find the words, it's okay. Because I'm gonna tell you one thing. People know this. Children know this. The ants know this. This, it, no name can encompass what it is I am speaking of. This is devotional non-duality, the path of the mystic that merges and becomes the same, regardless of the terminology, tradition, or any other assumptions or suppositions. Now, we are an integration of all the elements. I'm not just talking earth, wind, air, and fire, ether. I'm talking about all of the elements on the periodic table, as well as anything else that can be conceived of that is beyond the reach of our present scientific paradigm. Now, all of those things reside within us. So, when they are reduced to something and imposed with artificial constructs, semantics, strange trickery, we can see then perhaps why this would create suffering. And have we yet seen the remedy? Is it all bleak? Is there a light at the end of the tunnel? Have we seen it yet? What the medicine is? Where it resides? How we activate it? Are we ready to give up the fantasy of the fiction, of the dualistic diction, and the excuses that claim that it wasn't us? Always got to find something to blame. So as we take our next deep breath of the gift of existence, can we find some clarity of gratitude to pour forth, changing the reality? Can we become those organic divine conduits which truly can be said to bring heaven to earth? Are we willing to absorb and experience through encompassing the collective suffering of all beings in order that it may be healed, thus paving the road towards the golden, celestial, jeweled, diamond paradise that this home of ours truly is, I refuse to say could become, because on other levels, perfection is the law. And this place and time and body and all the specifics in which we find ourselves are no accident, my friends. Nothing is. Everything is. Where's the bliss? Where is that calmness? It's so close. Will you grab it? Will you realize you can't grab it because you are it? And when I say you, I may mean me. Because in fact, my friends, this is about the uppercase we. So in closing, on this lovely, crisp autumn night, let us consider a few ways we may be able to renew the simplicity of our life.